Well, before we wrap things up here this afternoon, I would like to offer a few words of exhortation to you girls as well. Claire, Teresa, Katie, Hannah, Kaja, Lourdes, and Gladys, you all know that I am easily moved, shall we say. But I've been surprised at just how moved I've been these last few weeks, or maybe months, or maybe even the last year. When I think about you seven, your class, and your time at Trinity Academy, you ladies have made an incredible mark on our school and on our hearts. In the last few years, whenever I was interviewing a new faculty member or talking to one of the current faculty members about what classes they were going to be teaching the next year, if they were assigned to your class, I would go on and on about how much they were going to love this class. Like, yes, you can teach physics because the girls are so great. Or, you know, you could teach this. They're the greatest class. And I mean, time and time again, I would almost kind of bribe teachers with your class, getting to teach your class. I think that that shows just how teachable you all are, how engaged and enthusiastic and fun you are to teach. There are a few characteristics of you seven as a class that really stand out to me. You're all uniquely different from each other. You have different gifts, different interests, pursuits, and different styles. Yet as a class, you have many things in common. First, your attitudes have just been incredible from the very start. You saw the good in Trinity Academy in this kind of education we were asking you to partake in, and you said yes. You've been open and eager to learn, open to following your teacher's lead and trying new things. You've jumped into the community of learners and have enjoyed discussing with the faculty and collaborating with each other. You've trusted your teachers to lead you, to challenge you. You've also appreciated all of us with our quirks as fellow human beings, and you've allowed us to get to know you with all of your quirks. You've sought us out in conversation outside of class. You've developed real deep relationships with many of your teachers. You've taken correction and encouragement when needed, and given us your patience and forgiveness when needed. You've been open to taking on leadership in the school, including all being incredible ambassadors at almost every open house and info night, and starting our first student council. You are all humble and teachable, which has given you the freedom to have good attitudes. I honor you for this, and I thank you. This has made your class a joy to teach and set a wonderful tone for all of your fellow students. The second part of your beauty as a class is that all seven of you to a person have also said yes to each other. You have shown the selfless love of Christ time and time again. You put others' concerns before your own. Like I said before, you're all very different from each other, and yet, like a family, you've learned how to appreciate your differences, to debate passionately and still leave the seminar room as friends and colleagues, to encourage one another, console one another, speak the truth to one another, to forgive slights, and to ignore irritations. You've worked together and used your gifts to complement each other. True colleagues. Today we call this a commencement ceremony intentionally. Commencement means the start of something, not the end. So yes, you are graduating from Trinity Academy, but you are commencing with the rest of your life. We, your teachers, look at what you have done in your years at Trinity Academy. We look at what you have felt and thought, written and said, what you have calculated, deduced, or reasoned through, what you have sung, painted, and acted, what you have been delighted by, moved by, or laughed at, and we are confident that you are ready. We are proud and excited to send you out to the world. And I would give all of your new teachers and your new friends the promise I gave to every teacher lucky enough to teach you. You will love these girls. So my exhortation to you, class of 2018, is that as you go forth, continue to do what we have seen you do. Remember your roots. Trinity Academy has given you precious resources to articulate and fuel your understanding of the world, to pursue truth and to love well. Remember your teachers and what you have learned from them. Continue to be humble and open, to be teachable and selfless. Continue to see others with the eyes of Christ and to show them his love. Continue to say yes to any new adventures the Father presents you with. So, congratulations and God bless you. I'm glad that a lot of you aren't going too far, so the door is always open. And you do need to come so you can come into the faculty room and hang out in there with the faculty. So once more, let's have the graduates please stand, and you can all stand up. If you haven't already done so, you can move your tassels from the right to the left, which somehow signifies that you're done. Someone will have to explain that one to me. Go ahead and turn around and face your friends and families. Ladies and gentlemen, once more, the Trinity Academy class of 2018. Mm-hmm.